Wayne Scott announced his retirement as Greensboro Police Chief in August. Since then, the police department has been holding community meetings, seeking input on the search process. Naomi Prelo has more.
Chief Wayne Scott officially retires January 31st of next year. He's been with the Greensboro Police Department for 28 years. In 2015, he became police chief. Scott says there's no specific reason he chose to retire.
It's time. I want to go spend some time with my family and enjoy the next stage of my life.
The last year or so has been a rocky time for Scott and the police department. Some residents have criticized the police chief for how he handled the death of Marcus Smith. Smith died in police custody last year. Local activist organizations and other residents spoke out against Scott and repeatedly came to city council meetings demanding that he be fired. Scott was asked at a press conference in August if Smith's death and the backlash influenced his decision to retire.
Absolutely not. As I said, I've been eligible for retirement some time. You know, we have concerns. I've expressed concerns related to that particular incident.
The city is hosting several community input meetings before conducting a search for the next police chief, in part as a reaction to the criticism following Smith's death. In a meeting room at the Barber Park Event Center last week, a dozen or so residents sat with two members from the police department and shared what they wanted to see in the next police chief. Some, like Gregory Moody, want the new chief to treat everyone the same.
Fairness, have a community output, and be all around for everyone in the community. You know, not just one community, but all.
Others, like Thomasinia Green Cotton, want the new chief to be familiar with the inner workings of the department.
The understanding of human resources. I kept saying that in the meeting because to me that's important. Organizational behavior, human resources. You've got expertise in those two areas, you can make it happen.
But resident Sylvia Standback does not feel hopeful about the search.
From past experience. So I can only reference it from experience. But I would hope change will come. I would hope that. But from past experience, I hope it's not going to be more of the same.
The final community input meeting is tonight. After that, the city will develop a candidate profile and begin accepting applications. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.